Bill Bryson, welcome to Hard Talk.
I'm delighted to be here, Stephen. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. It seems to me you've lived a life driven by curiosity, by a determination to get explanations. Am I right?
I get a lot of credit for that, and I'm not sure that I entirely deserve it. We're all driven by curiosity. I mean, what else gets us out of bed in the morning, you know? And all I've done, really, is just figured out a way to make a living from it.
Well, except it's maybe the difference between an open mind and a closed mind. And your mind has been open to travels, to learning things about, science, for example, which you clearly didn't begin with a great deal of expertise in.
I guess, I mean, I have always been fascinated by why people do things the way they do them. And maybe it's because I grew up in the very middle of America, in a very homogenized sort of part of the world. And everybody for 1,000 miles in every direction was exactly like us. I mean, there was no variation in accent or skin color or anything. I mean,
this was deepest, darkest Iowa.
This was the middle of Iowa, yeah. And, I mean, it was really, really quite homogenized. And I grew up fascinated by the way people did things in other countries. And I really, really wanted to go off and see how they did things elsewhere. And I'm still fascinated by that. I mean, I think it's quite amazing when you go somewhere and you just think, you know, London has really jaunty red double-decker buses. Why doesn't everybody
why?
Do that? You know? Or the French with the sidewalk cafes. It's such an agreeable way to do it. I mean, I know a lot of the rest of the world has copied that now, but back in the 70s when I started traveling, it was really quite unusual to see that in other countries.
In a funny sort of way, I want to look at your body of work backwards, if you like, and begin with the recent writing, which has very much delved deep into the worlds of science, but particularly in the latest book, The Human Body, a guide for all occupants, you call it, because we all, in a way, need to think, or maybe we don't need to think, but you want us to think about the way our body works.
Well, what I do with what I've done with that book, and what I really do with all my books, is it's just I find something that I'm curious about or I want to know more about. I just find some area of great ignorance in my life, and one of those is the human body. I have been struck for a long time by this great paradox that we spend our whole lives in this container. You know, I mean, there's nothing in your existence with which you're more intimately associated than your own body, for obvious reasons, and yet most of us barely know it. I mean, you know, I've never seen the back of my own head except reflected backwards in a mirror. I can't look in my own ears. I can't look down my own throat. If I walk around you, I'll have seen more of you than you've ever seen of yourself in 10 seconds. And then when you look at what's inside us, I mean, most of us have practically no idea of how we're all put together. And I had this vague sense that all of these things inside me had been keeping me going for 68 years now. And I'm grateful as hell for it. But I really thought I'd really like to know what it is, that how it works and how it all fits together.
Segment 1. Bill Bryson, welcome to Hard Talk.
I'm delighted to be here, Stephen. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. It seems to me you've lived a life driven by curiosity, by a determination to get explanations. Am I right?
I get a lot of credit for that, and I'm not sure that I entirely deserve it. We're all driven by curiosity. I mean, what else gets us out of bed in the morning, you know? And all I've done, really, is just figured out a way to make a living from it.
Well, except it's maybe the difference between an open mind and a closed mind. And your mind has been open to travels, to learning things about, science, for example, which you clearly didn't begin with a great deal of expertise in.
I guess, I mean, I have always been fascinated by why people do things the way they do them. And maybe it's because I grew up in the very middle of America, in a very homogenized sort of part of the world.
Segment 2.
And everybody for 1,000 miles in every direction was exactly like us. I mean, there was no variation in accent or skin color or anything. I mean,
this was deepest, darkest Iowa.
This was the middle of Iowa, yeah. And I mean, it was really, really quite homogenized. And I grew up fascinated by the way people did things in other countries. And I really, really wanted to go off and see how they did things elsewhere. And I'm still fascinated by that. I mean, I think it's quite amazing when you go somewhere and you just think, you know, London has really jaunty red double-decker buses. Why doesn't everybody
why?
Do that?
Yeah.
You know? Or the French with the, you know, sidewalk cafes. It's such an agreeable way to do it. I mean, I know a lot of the rest of the world has copied that now, but back in the 70s when I started traveling, it was really quite unusual to see that in other countries.
Segment 3.
In a funny sort of way, I want to look at your body of work backwards, if you like, and begin with the recent writing, which has very much delved deep into the worlds of science, but particularly in the latest book, The Human Body, a guide for all occupants, you call it, because we all, in a way, need to think, or maybe we don't need to think, but you want us to think about the way our body works.
Well, what I do with what I've done with that book, and what I really do with all my books, is it's just I find something that I'm curious about or I want to know more about. I just find some area of great ignorance in my life, and one of those is the human body.
Segment 4.
I have been struck for a long time by this great paradox that we spend our whole lives in this container. You know, I mean, there's nothing in your existence with which you're more intimately associated than your own body, for obvious reasons. And yet, most of us barely know it. I mean, you know, I've never seen the back of my own head, except reflected backwards in a mirror. I can't look in my own ears. I can't look down my own throat. If I walk around you, I'll have seen more of you than you've ever seen of yourself in, you know, 10 seconds. And then when you look at what's inside us, I mean, most of us have practically no idea of how we're all put together. And I had this vague sense that this, all of these things inside me had been keeping me going for 68 years now, and I'm grateful as hell for it, but I really thought I'd really like to know what it is, that how it works and how it all fits together.